This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into First Take. Getting ready for Thursday Night Football coming up 7:15 on WWL and the Odyssey app. Turn down that sound. Turn up Deuce and Hoss. Their call of the game this evening at, I was about to say 10 a.m. because I'm used to saying that for the Bud Light countdown to kickoff. But it'll be 5 o'clock. The Cajun Cannon will be joining us for the Bud Light countdown to kickoff as we get ready for the game between the Denver Broncos and the Saints. We talked about Drew Brees obviously going into the team's Hall of Fame big night. He's going to be coming out at halftime to be celebrated by the fans. And Drew has an interesting request of the Who Dat Nation attending tonight's game. Cullen, hit it for me.
Drew Brees here. We have been able to experience some incredible things together in the Superdome over the last 18 years. But Thursday, game day, against the Broncos at halftime, we're going to do something that's never been done before. We are going to break out a chant that I know all of you know, but we are going to do it as one in the dome together. It's going to go like this. I'm going to grab that microphone. I'm going to look around, and I'm just going to say, one. You say two, win, or you, three, four, win, some more, five, six, win, for kicks, seven, eight, win, it's great, nine, 10, win, again, win, again, win, again. You know what time it is.
Listen, Drew.
You're making it very tough for us.
I'm all in when we get to win. I can say again, it's gonna be we're gonna have a hard time getting all the way to 10.
They have to put the board video board.
We're gonna need
the words for us.
Cue cards
and maybe bouncing ball.
Maybe they can have like the sensations holding up the
it's gonna be me, you.
Wait, is that my turn? What?
We'll see how it goes. You know that chant. I know the chant. I've never actually taken the time to learn the chant.
You weren't in the huddle?
No, I was not. I actually never, you know, a lot of times I didn't understand what they were saying. Now it makes sense. I didn't know they were saying for kicks. But we'll see how that goes. Now, I'm very excited for that halftime experience. I'm just not sure how that's going to go. Well, hopefully people have been studying. The Saints did send out a study guide for the chant with your lines and his lines. You can go find that on social media.
Put on your phone and get ready.
Yeah. So, yeah, get in there. It'll be really awkward if everyone's silent.
The other thing, obviously, people have been talking about this game is the fact that Sean Payton's dome coming. He's back in town. First time since he left to go to the – well, he retired from the Saints initially, then finally took that job with the Denver Broncos last year. And now this is the first time he gets to come back to New Orleans. And everyone's kind of questioned, what's the reception going to be like for Sean? Is it going to be, you know, appreciative and, you know, give him a clap? Or is it going to – you're going to get the boos raining down from the dome and just – pretty much the unwelcome to Sean for ending up leaving the New Orleans Saints. And Drew Brees was asked about that on Sports Talk this week. And here's what Drew said about how fans should be treating it.
The minute that man walks in the dome, everybody celebrates him. Hey, Sean, we love you. Thanks for everything that you've done for this organization, blah, blah, blah. And in the minute that that game starts, man, we're trying to kick your ass.
I totally agree with that. That's how you should do it. You come in, the initial introduction, yay, thank you, Sean. We appreciate all your years of service, bringing the Super Bowl to the city, helping us be part of that rebuilding after Hurricane Katrina, all the good feels. But once that game kicks off, the ball snapped and boom, we're in action, forget about it.
Yeah, it's a weird situation because in most cases a coach leaves, he's fired, and there's going to be kind of awkwardness because that guy's mad because he got fired or the fans are, you know, discontented with how he handled things or whatever. In this case, it's like, he just kind of left and, on his terms, so he can't be mad about it. But, yeah, I'm curious how the fans are going to treat it in terms of, hey, are you going to boo? Are you going to cheer? Are you going to do whatever? And then I'm curious how the Saints, game ops is going to treat it. Like, are they going to flash up a graphic? I think they probably should just say thank you. Like, I don't think they're going to do a full tribute video.
Like a video montage, not called for.
And I think they actually should not, personally, but they might. Who knows? Either way, I want to get that done, like, before the anthem, right? Because I want to get that energy out of the way before the game starts. Like, it can't be, like, halftime or, you know, after the first quarter and before the second quarter, right? Like, I don't think, you know, to a certain extent, I think that could mess with Sean's energy. So I don't think there's any harm in doing it that way. Like, you're a coach. You're kind of locked in. I think he talked about this earlier in the week. Like, and Peyton Manning had this experience when he went back to Indy and they played the tribute video, like, right before kickoff, and it, like, messed with him because he was, like, in the zone to try to, you know, lock in, and instead it's like, you know, I'm happy, and I don't want to be anyway. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting, and, you know, the fascinating thing is, like, okay, so it's not just Sean. There's about a dozen players on the Broncos roster. We already mentioned Will Lutz, but, I mean, you're talking receivers, you're talking linebackers. Tight ends, right? Michael Burton's over there. Remember Michael Burton, fullback, little Jordan Humphrey, Adam Trautman, Lucas Kroll, like a lot of these guys. So maybe they want to stick it to like the tight ends. These guys have combined for 5 catches all season, right? So if Adam Trautman goes out there and has like a 6th catch day with a touchdown, like 90 yards, like that is very much a revenge game. You know, there's really nothing I expect from Sean. Although, you know, we talked to Darren Rizzi early in the week, and, you know, he says you should thank him because there will be no ambush-style punts for this game.
Right, we know that won't be happening.
Because he made sure that's no longer a thing. You have to announce before you kick an onside kick now because of the new kickoff rule. But I wouldn't be surprised at all, one iota, to see Sean try to steal a possession somewhere. Or, you know, maybe they have a trick play that's been kicking around that they haven't wanted to put on tape, but maybe this is the game you break it out in, right? That they've been practicing it, they've been working on it, they feel like it's going to work, and they're saving it for the right moment. You know, maybe this is the right moment. So I think you have to be on alert for that. Like, you have to be on alert for fakes, you have to be on alert for whatever, because we know Sean likes to get aggressive on special teams and on fourth downs and situations like that. So, you know, I would be stunned if you don't have at least one situation like that where he tries to steal a possession or, you know, you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, Peyton was talked about this week. Is it going to be harder to block out the noise heading back into this matchup because of the time he got to spend here in New Orleans? And here's what he had to say. That's clip number 3, Cullen.
I think on a short week, you're forced to. Like, in other words, there just isn't enough time in the day. And I'm sure there'll be some emotions at some point. But more importantly, it's about our team. And, you know, because really, we go to stadiums with players that, man, this means something to me. I used to be a Chief or Charger, Raider or Eagle, you know, and to that individual, having spent time there, that matters. But I think because of the week and because of the schedule, and I haven't really had a chance to, I mean, I get it. But what's most important is finding a way to win.
Finding a way to win. That's what the Saints are definitely trying to do. But it's a good point with Sean there. It's like it kind of benefits from the short week. I don't have time to think about all the warm fuzzies, as you put it, going into this game, the place where you began your head coaching career and obviously had great success bringing a Super Bowl to the city. And during a time that, to me, stands out the most, obviously, that rebuilding of the New Orleans after a hurricane and what the team meant for a group of people that were just hurting so badly after being ravaged.
See, here's the thing, though. Like, I feel like the Saints are the team that benefits more from this being on a short week, and I'll tell you why. Because Sean can say all the nice things he wants.
Yeah.
Sean wants to come in here and embarrass the Saints.
Oh, sure.
Like, he wants to. And if you gave him – so put it in the situation of, like, hey, the Bucs came in here on 10 days rest. The Saints were on a short week, right? The Saints should be thanking their lucky stars that was not the Broncos a week earlier with 10 days rest and 10 days for Sean to come up with the game plan that's going to twist the knife as much as possible. He can't really do that on 3 days, right? There's only so much you can install. I think it's more so just like, hey, we're going to run the stuff that we know. We're going to run the stuff we're confident in. And, you know, we're going to see how things play out. And, you know, I think that's more beneficial to the Saints than it is the Broncos.
We are taking a break here on First Take. It's brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the Saints. Want to hear from you. What you up to today? Who dat's 504-260-1870. Sound off. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned here on WWL.